way every crowd should sound in the playoffs, right? Well, we're going to find out because the Canucks are now off to Nashville with the series tied 1-1. Jay Janauer joins us this morning, sports anchor for Global News. All right, Jay, how are you feeling this morning?
It's not so much how I'm feeling, Simi. It's how Canucks Nation is feeling and reacting. I mean, look at how it was 24 hours ago. The sun was shining. The Canucks had a 1-0 series lead.
And now?
All was good in the world. And now the Canucks are going to be eliminated in 5 games by Nashville because they lost last night by a score of 4-1. But their fortunes did change yesterday morning when we found out that Thatcher Demko wasn't going to play after suffering another injury. This after he missed 6 weeks. Back in March, 14 games. You know, a year ago, he missed 35 games. His injury's gone now from being day-to-day to week-to-week. Looks like it's another knee injury. And then you watch Casey DeSmith, you know, fill in for him last night. And Casey DeSmith was pretty good in the regular season. You know, he won 12 games. The crowd is behind him. They're supporting him. They're chanting, "Let's go, Casey." And the first shot he faces, the Nashville Predators score. And then from there, it was just a matter of, okay, let's see the Canucks get a goal. It took them a while again. Power play went 0-for-4 last night. It's now 0-for-6 on the series. Nashville blocked 34 shots, but the Canucks basically shot themselves in the foot. They had 32 missed shots, and they really were a team that seemed reluctant to shoot. And Rick Tocchet talked about it last night afterwards. You know, the fact that they were basically just that. They just overpassed the puck, and now they hit to Nashville without Thatcher Demko. Tyler Myers battling the flu. He didn't play last night. So we'll see what happens in game 3 come Friday.
So, yeah, you sense the nervousness, though, of Canucks Nation, right? I think it's just because, Jay, we're so used to the disappointment that I think we're very nervous about these things.
Very nervous about these things. It's funny, the peaks and valleys with hockey fans, you know, in our city and in our province. But you know, I think you have to give the Canucks the benefit of the doubt the way that they've played all season long. And when they've dealt with adversity, they've dealt with it very well. They've bounced back. They won the Pacific Division. They came up with 50 wins this season. But no doubt about it, it's going to be tough in Nashville. You know, Andrew Brunette, the Predators head coach, mentioned something last night that Rick Tocchet mentioned a week ago when it comes to winning in the playoffs. And these are old-school hockey guys. And Brunette said it again last night. He said, "We felt the pain," and he meant that by the fact that they blocked so many shots to get the job done and to win. They felt the pain last night.
Well, they did. Okay, so you're saying stay the course, Canucks fans. It's all good.
Yeah, stay the course, but here's the concerning part, though, Simi, and it's something that I've pointed out for a while now. Elias Pettersson, who's going to be making $12 million next year, he's got to start to produce. He's got to dial his game up. You know, Rick Tocchet mentioned it. You know, after game one, we need guys to elevate their game. He said, we need 4 guys to elevate it. And I think Elias Pettersson leading the way that way. Nils Höglander hasn't been the same guy that we saw in the regular season. You know, Ilya Mikheyev, he was good in the first half of the season, but he just can't score. But Elias Pettersson, to me, he's got to start driving the offense, and we just are not seeing that for him right now.
Well, maybe getting out of town will be good then. All right, Jay, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Simi.
Thanks, Jay. That's Jay Janauer, sports anchor for Global News, checking in, talking Canucks every day during this playoff run.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.